Welcome back to Business AM Radio, where we take a closer look at how companies or organizations go about executing a future vision. How do you approach it? Experts on the subject today are Christophe Braakelaere and Olivier Van Duren, authors of the book Transforming While Performing, and Stephen Quest, Director General of the Joint Research Center for the European Commission, who appealed to the strategic vision of the visual sense formers, Christophe and Olivier. The last three chapters of the book cover various aspects of transformation, that is personal, business, and a cultural transformation. Stephen, how important is it to go through a personal transformation? Is that a must? Because you have to walk your talk, you have to be the role model.
Yes, I think it's absolutely a must. And what strikes me is that you go through a personal transformation pretty much every time you take on a new role, because each new role you take on in an organization brings with it new challenges and different perspectives that you have to learn about and grow into. So when I went into the Joint Research Center, I'll give you one example of a challenge I faced, which is I'm running now a large organization full of highly qualified scientists, and I'm not a scientist by training myself. So you have to grow into that challenge and find your own voice in a large scientific organization. I think the key for me was to always remain authentic and to be yourself and to follow your own path. The way I tried to approach it was to, on the one hand, be extremely clear about the journey that we were on so that people were not left in any doubt about the direction of travel that we needed to follow. To try to make it as interesting and as exciting as possible, because at the moment you start to talk about change, people get very nervous. Mm-hmm. And so we never talked about change. We talked about transformation, we talked about re-energizing, we talked about resetting, but we tried to make it interesting and exciting and fun. And I think the third and final thing that I really worked on very hard was to hold open the space for growth, because when you're trying to transform an organization, there's a very strong tendency for the elastic to pull back and for people to go back to normal and for inertia to set in. So I think as a leader, you really have to work hard to hold open the space for growth. And what I learned on this journey is that it's important to hold the space open for longer than it feels comfortable. So you have to experience discomfort, because that's where the great stuff happens, mm-hmm. in that zone of discomfort.
Yeah, Christophe, from your point of view, how important is it that a leader goes through a personal transformation?
Well, as Stephen said, so it's a path you're following, and so make it authentic. Stay your authentic self is probably one of the best ways to lead people on that path, and to be able to bring people on board. You will need to probably make a couple of changes yourself, because transforming to your future success or to your ambitions, your North Star, is not about your organization. It mm-hmm. also means you may have to change a couple of things or transform a couple of things about yourself and how you approach things. And that's a learning journey. Once you know where you want to be, and but also perhaps where you need to be, you need to figure out what are the traits that go along with that. And perhaps in the past you were not doing all the things you have to do. And I think if you focus and if you're authentic and open, you create a safe culture for people to make that change happen. And that really that shows quite some courage. Mm-hmm. It takes courage, but it shows also initiative and it helps people. It invites people in, because you cannot transform others. They have to transform themselves. But you have to show the way, mm-hmm. and lead by example. Mm-hmm.
Olivier, do you have anything to add to that? Do you offer handles for leaders?
Yeah, in the book or in the way we communicate to when we work with customers, we have like 12 principles. Could have been 15, but they're 12. And we call them the anatomy of a transformer. And we give them some guides on what are the elements we've seen throughout our journey ourselves, what is really important for a personal transformation. And each principle has some how-tos and checkpoints. But to give some examples, the first one would be your ego can't be bigger than your talent. So we all have an ego, but if your ego is too low, you waste your potential. And if your ego is too high, you waste everyone else's potential. That's one. Another one would be through transformation, you can have no religion. You cannot be religious about the business model, the product, the service, the way of working of the past. You have to be able to let go. Even if you are the one that created something, you have to let go and question every aspect.
That must be very difficult.
It's very difficult. And that's letting go and taking the best aspects, and then letting go is very hard, especially when you've been the one that created that. Another one is having an open mindset or growth mindset versus being a fixed mindset. Are you open to learnings and do you see failure, for example, as part of mastery? Are you as excited of the success of others versus your own success? Or are you persevere? Do you persevere when you see challenges? Don't you walk away from challenges? So a few principles that we believe are very important for every individual, not only Stephen as a role model, but the whole organization. How can you transform yourself first before you start or asking others to transform?
Mm-hmm. Stephen, how did you turn your personal transformation into performing?
Well, we use the word journey a lot in this mm-hmm. conversation, and it was a journey, and I'd say firstly we worked very hard to identify and get buy-in for what needed to be done better. Then we worked very hard to find the avenues to bake it into the organization, to really root it into the organization, so that the transformation in a sense became normal. Transforming became performing, because we do it almost automatically. And in doing that, we had to keep reminding ourselves that it takes time. This is a marathon, not a sprint. You can make some progress quite rapidly, but the overall transformation is a long journey, and you need to keep at it, so you need to keep your energy up.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned principles for the personal transformation. Are there certain steps for the business transformation, the corporate transformation?
So transforming as a company is continuous. There's never like we've done it. It just goes on. But you want to build business transformation, transformation as a strategic capability. So you're able to take anything that changes around you and adapt quite easily. And there's three things we believe are very important. First of all, you have to have the right yin and yang at the top. Or in the organization, you have to have people that are innovative, creative, visionary, and you have to be having people that are really good in operationalizing stuff. So you have to have this at the heads of the organization, but in every team. And it's, if you have a board of directors, many companies have one, you also need to question, do we have the right wing and yang in the board of directors? If we believe innovation and transformation is so important, will they help you at the board of directors, the way they are diverse, and the mix of the board of directors to help you move forward on the transformation and innovation agenda? So that's number one. The right yin and yang, transformational people and performing people. And maybe some people have both capabilities. The second thing is you have to power your innovation strategy. What can I do inside the company? And what can I do with the ecosystem, the outside partners and public entities, startups, joint venturing? In some cases, you might acquire some companies. So you have a good mix of that. But what is also truly important in that piece is that you have a good governance on how do you govern your performance and how do you govern your transformation. Because if you do both, for example, in the same meeting, you will end up 95% on performing and 5% on transforming. So your governance, the way you look at your business, step back, what did we learn, didn't work, you have to have a good governance. Mm-hmm. And then the last one is you need to value people as a soul of the business. It's all about people. And one of the key things there is trust. You have to build trust. Do I trust that we can perform? And do I trust my leaders or my colleagues that we can transform? And if there's no trust, you won't be able to solve conflicts. You mm-hmm. will even avoid conflicts. If there's no trust, you will not be accountable and committed for the results. So three things: pick the right yin and yang in the organization, power your innovation strategy, and value people as a soul of your business. And then lastly, we need to have a CEO like Stephen that is really a sponsor in an authentic way of the change, that he's really one pulling up his sleeves, mm-hmm. his or her sleeves to, mm-hmm. to move forward.
So we had the personal, the corporate, and then there is still the cultural transformation of a company. How important is that? How do you redetermine the behavior of a company?
Well, I mean, from the JRC perspective, at least half of our effort was in changing culture. So modeling behaviors and helping people to work together in new ways. And I talked earlier about the virtual teams and the action teams we set up. I mean, the work they were doing on content was crucial, but we were also working very actively to model new ways of working together. So even if the content strand perhaps didn't always work out how we'd expected, we got good outcomes in terms of engaging and creating new connectivity within the organization. So for me, culture and trust was absolutely central.
Mm-hmm. And Olivier, people like routine, a strict working plan. How important is that, or Christophe, sorry, to redetermine barriers of a company?
Well, maybe talk a bit about the culture. So the way we do that, we understand that, or we've seen that in many organizations, the transformations actually fail because they underestimate culture. They underestimate how people behave, how people think, and how people even feel. So we try to create the conditions, ideal conditions for those things to emerge, feel, think, and do. And we do that by, I mean, we've named it in the book, heart set, mindset, and action set, because those are the core things we want to work on when addressing culture change. So that's what it comes down to. It's really creating the conditions for that type of culture to emerge.
Mm-hmm. Stick with us, because in our final part, I would like to talk with Stephen about some results about the strategy.